Ghana's government last July set up a fact-finding committee to investigate the disappearance of a shipment of cocaine that was seized from a vessel within the country's territorial waters. The committee was also asked to look into allegations of bribery and corruption by senior police officers. The investigations failed to locate the whereabouts of the 76 parcels of cocaine, each weighing 30 kilograms, but found that the drugs were offloaded in Ghana. The committee also raised questions about the integrity of the country's police chief, P.K. Achampong, but did not indict him. Outlining the government's position on the report submitted to it last week, Interior Minister Albert Kandapa called the conduct of the police chief unacceptable. According to the committee, at a meeting with four suspected drug barons, secretly recorded, the former Director General of Operations, Kofi Buache, a senior police official, confessed to gross abuse of office. Kandapa says, government agrees with the committee's recommendations that Buache should be prosecuted.
The committee found substantial evidence showing that instead of protecting the national interest and fighting crime, ECP Kofi Buache and four others sought to promote their own agenda for financial reward.
The government also said it is considering action against two former officials of the country's Narcotics Control Board. The committee also recommended that a high-powered national task force be set up to look into ways to combat the illegal drug trade. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.